Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and this is episode 9, I think? I think we're on 9 now. Congratulations, we're on 9. You made it to number 9. I want to do like the little animated number things from You Don't Know Jack. Remember that game? They have an iPhone, iPad app now, so you can play You Don't Know Jack again. I think it's even the same voice of the guy doing the questions. I don't know. Alright, so big news. Of course, the big news, and I know that Todd's going to probably cover this in complete depth, but Google Plus launched this week, and I had no idea it was coming. I should, as a social media guy, I probably should have known something about it. I went into work, and somebody was like, dude, Google Plus, and I'm like, what is this? And they're like, it's the new Facebook. I'm like, ah. And then I cursed a bunch, because it's gotten to the point where, great, another thing. I've been through so many of these things now, it's just like, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. You gotta go sign up so no one gets your username, and, I mean, I've signed up so many things, I forget that I signed up for them, and I end up going back, like, a year later, because I forgot about it, and I'm like, oh, this is, now I have a use for something like this, let me go log in. Or I forget, you know, so I go to sign up, and I'm like, who took my username? And then I realized, I did, a year ago. Yeah. So, Google Plus, it's pretty cool. I think I like it. I was, as much as I was kind of not sure I was going to like it, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty clean. It's been messing with it for a few days now, and I'm really liking the Hangout feature. Start a Hangout. It's a video chat, and of course, you know, I'm one of these people who always loved the video chat room stuff, the Seismix and the Freds and the, you know, just talking to people. It seems like those are the same people that I end up talking to in the video hangout room. So you go, you log in there, and, you know, it can hold up to 10 people in the video chat room. I think the coolest part about the video chat room is that as people talk, the video changes to the person that's talking. So somehow it knows, you know, it registers that you're talking or making noise, and that's pretty cool. I think that's a really neat feature. And, you know, 10 people is, it's going to be, if you get 10 people in there and they don't know how to, like, wait for someone to stop talking before they start talking, it can get pretty messy. We were in there last night till like, 4 a.m. Most of us had some kind of drinks in us already, and we had a good time, but it was like, it could easily get out of hand with a lot of people in there talking all at once. But it was fun, and I've already been there a couple times a day. That's definitely the feature I'm using the most on Google Plus. The other key thing that they're doing here is the circles, where you can separate the people you know into different groups, and you can share what you want with each group. So, you know, I've got, you know, most of the people that I'm friends with are in my friend circle, because I've got a friend circle, I've got a work circle, and I've got a couple other ones. But I have yet to really find a need to share things with certain people and not other people other than work and friends. But and maybe family. I've got a family group in there. But my family's not on this, so it doesn't mean it. They're just sitting in a circle doing nothing right now. But I could see where it would be useful if you're working on a project or something. You want to just talk to a certain group of people. You throw them into a category, and then you can send out messages to them. There's still a few bugs here and there, some things that are getting worked out. Google is, you know, they said right up, this is still a work in progress, so, you know, it ain't going to be perfect, but it's not bad. It's a lot, I like that it's not full of crap like Facebook has become, which is the same thing I said about Facebook. When I joined Facebook, I'm glad it's not full of crap like MySpace was. So, you know, I don't know, I guess it's there's definitely potential for it to become full of crap, games and nonsense, and people just, you know, overusing it and whatever else. So, but, you know, it's still kind of private beta. It's public beta, I guess. I guess kind of public. So you still need to have an invite to get in there. But, yeah, we'll see what it does. We'll see where it goes. It's pretty cool. I would like to see some more integration with, like, Google Reader, for instance, so I could share things to my Google Plus page just by clicking a button rather than having to drag a link or something like that. But it's pretty slick. The photo albums are pretty neat. Nothing special in there. Just, you know, they put a little animation when you hover over the of your album and stuff like that. So it's pretty slick. It's a pretty slick little site, and it's smooth and it runs pretty well. When we had a lot of people in the chat room last night, it was starting to get a little bogged down. But you know, I would say I'm liking it. I'm spending a lot of time in there the past couple days and just playing with it. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it goes. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I'm sure Todd over at Geek News Central is going to talk about this for like 2 hours and, you know, get into depth. You can go over there and check him out, geeknewscentral.com. This show, by the way, is a member of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network. I always forget to say that, or almost forget to say that, so I'm going to get that out there right now. And you can always follow me on Twitter, too. My name's Langley on Twitter, so check that out. Moving on, let's see what else we've got here. Arnold and Maria finally filed for divorce. This was like the big news the other day because there was absolutely nothing else going on that day. But I'm reading here on TMZ that they had no prenup, which means, splitting up a lot of money. Messy. They filed for divorce Friday, I think. No, that was yesterday. But was it yesterday? Yeah, I guess it was yesterday. Ah, jeez. Yeah. Well, you're watching this on Monday, so it was a little bit before the weekend. You're watching this on the... Oh, happy 4th of July. I forget. It's the future where you are now. Arnold's worth is estimated $300 million. Maria's is estimated around $100 million. So, yeah. Couple's been married for a quarter century and probably impossible to separate what they each had before they tied the knot. It's likely the entire pot of money will be considered community property. So Arnold will probably lose out a little bit on that. I don't know. I mean, plus, you know, he's the one who was, you know, the reason behind the breakup, pretty much. So, yeah. Let's see. What else we got here? LeVar Burton to stage Reading Rainbow flash mob. This is how it works. I sit on the toilet, and I sit there with my iPad, and I flip through my feeds, and just bookmark stories that I think might be good for the show, and I don't really read them until I get here, and I do it right now. So, yeah, LeVar Burton, this comes from Best Week Ever. He's a big nerd. He's on Twitter. He's all over the place, and we all know that. Did he hang out with Kevin Rose or something too? Well, now he's returning to the platform that made him an icon to kids in the first place. LeVar Burton is urging you to use your internets to help create a Reading Rainbow flash mob in an effort to raise literary awareness. You can go to the hashtag on Twitter, do a search for Reading Rainbow flash mob. I don't know. I guess, is it really a flash mob when there's all this planning involved and everybody knows about it? Like, I don't know. I don't really know what they're going to do. But there's a lot of people interested here. I guess the story didn't really say what they were going to do. I don't know. How do you have a Reading Rainbow flash mob? Like, everybody shows up and start reading a book? Or maybe they sing the song. Take a look. It's in the book. Whatever. On the old show, we used to talk about these Vibram Five Fingers shoes. I have some. They're pretty comfortable. It's kind of like not wearing shoes if you like to go around barefoot, but you also kind of don't want to get, you know, foot fungus or whatever. You don't want to catch the street foot herp. I don't know. These things are pretty cool. They're supposed to be better for you. They kind of keep you walking the way you're supposed to walk. And make sure that's still on. But the U.S. Army has banned them. Evidently, they do not think they make people look... they detract from the professional military image, is what the Army says. Kind of weird, I guess. I don't know. They are kind of silly looking, I admit. People are always making fun of them. I made fun of them before I got them. And then my former co-host on the old show used to... She used to wear them, and I made fun of her all the time. And then I went and got some. I was like, yeah, these are actually all right. I should probably dig those out. It's starting to get nice out here. Probably about time to put those on. But, yeah, so Vibram, one of the leading makers of trendy footwear, claims its five-finger shoe allows for anatomy to work naturally and move more freely. Five-finger fanatics claim that the shoe strengthens muscles in the feet and lower legs and improves their range of motion, balance, and agility. Man, I'll say that. But the military says, nah. They effective immediately, Only those shoes that accommodate all five toes in one compartment are authorized to wear. Because the toes detract from professional military image, states the official Army notice. So, yeah, bummer on that one, I guess. I think that's it. Hopefully we got 10 minutes out of this show. Like I said, follow me on Twitter. I am Langley. And if you're, if you've got Google Plus, send me a note what you think about it. Just tweet me or something. Or I don't know if I've got an email somewhere. Still haven't heard from Todd about that one. But yeah, I guess that's it. Hope you're having a good holiday. And we'll see you next week.